For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
This is Adam Carriker on the Ticket.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, eight-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here's your host, Adam Carriker.
Welcome, everybody, in to Adam Carriker on The Ticket. I apologize for that hot mic moment just a few moments ago, but that's all right. We're going to have a fun show today. As always, on Tuesdays throughout the summer, I am joined by the face that runs the place, DP, Mr. Derek Pearson. But before we debate the greatest talkers of all time, I wanted to revisit that conversation because it was so brief a couple of weeks ago. And I've actually taken the time to do just a smidge of recon. Okay, just a smidge. Not a lot, not a medium, just a smidge. I don't need to do a whole lot because I've watched this stuff for years and it's a whole lot of fun. But before we do that, all right, I want to give a shout out to Bonzel Pool and Spa. Now, as we speak, I guess technically it's not 12:15 yet, but when it's 12:15 at that point, when we're speaking at that point, Jeff Bonzel will be out at our house talking with my wife, and they will be planning out exactly where the pool is going to go. Yes, they are indeed the people putting in my own family's pool, so I highly recommend them. Check them out at bonzelpool.com. Swimming pools, hot tubs, saunas, they've got them. You want them, come get them from them. If you've got them and they need to be taken care of, bonzelpool.com. Also, our hot tub, we just started using it a couple mornings ago. Lifted up the lid, just gunk and crap everywhere. Don't really know why, but I texted them. Within 24 hours, they were out. Problem solved. All right, ladies and gentlemen, bonzelpool.com. But I want to bring on DP now. All right, DP, the greatest talkers in pro wrestling, not just WWE, pro wrestling history. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I actually looked it up. Okay. And WWE's list is, of course, the list that pops up first. And I kind of want to go down their list, starting at number 16, because that's where CM Punk is, and kind of analyze their list and then kind of maybe give our top 10. How's that sound?
Sounds good. Let's get it.
All right, dude. So number 16 is CM Punk. What are your thoughts on CM Punk being 16? Should he be lower? Should he be higher? Is this a good spot for him?
Well, CM Punk had a moment. He has one of the top 10 hot mic moments. I'm not sure that his long game puts him above where he is, because there are people who did weekly better work than CM Punk. I think his skill is top 10, but I'm just not sure beyond the truth bomb moment that he's done enough. My issue with him, Adam, is that he hasn't maintained the standard beyond Truth Bomb. Like, he left and went to UFC, which muted him, and then he came back on the Outliers and got active, but didn't blow it all up. And then the injury, and it's not his fault, but the injury also took some of that away. So, yeah, top 20, absolutely. I would have put him a little higher, but not much.
So I've got him, and I got to look at my list again. I made it a day or so ago. I think I've got him around 10, but it's funny. I have the same compliment and/or issues as you do. Same exact thing. Okay. The pipe bomb and Austin 316 are to me the two greatest single promos in history. Mm-hmm. It launched Austin or just sped up the process of him being launched into another stratosphere, which was probably going to happen anyways. No disrespect, CM Punk's success has far exceeded mine, but he was a skinny fat guy with bad Pepsi tattoos until he did the pipe bomb.
Yep.
And then he became launched into the stratosphere. I still remember the rent. We were renting a house at that point in time, and I still remember watching that. And Raw goes off the air, and I looked at my wife, who couldn't possibly care less about pro wrestling, and I said, I don't think that was supposed to happen like that. And I got uber interested in pro wrestling beyond just I'm going to watch because I've been a lifelong fan. And it launched him into another stratosphere. But beyond the, oh, where are my ice cream bars? Mm-hmm. Okay, because he wanted his face on the intro to the show. And he's just a spoke on a wheel. And he knows that. And he's not as good as John Cena and Hulk Hogan at kissing Vince McMahon's rear. Mm-hmm. And everything that he said. Beyond that, he does a good job, but it's not consistently great. And if he's not angry, to me, a great promo is someone who can do it as a face, as a heel. They can do it in various different ways. And to me, if he's not angry and complaining about something, I think he struggles. Mm-hmm. In that realm, I don't know if there's anybody better, though.
Yeah, I mean, in the angry talkers certainly have a place. I always thought that Chris Jericho was better angry. I thought heel mm-hmm. Jericho gave better mic than face Jericho. I think that's true for a lot. Heel Ted DiBiase really kind of game changed. Like, it was game changing how good DiBiase was when he was a heel. And then he's still in the top five, but Stone Cold, heel Stone Cold, is top two. I just think that that's a thing, right? Some people are better when there's venom in what they say.
I've never liked Jericho as a face. I've always liked him as a heel, but he's going to come up here shortly in just a minute. So number 15, and I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not as well-versed with Arn Anderson. Okay, I started watching wrestling when he was a little bit on the downswing, so maybe this will be maybe you'll be more familiar with more of his promos than I will, but Arn Anderson is who they have at 15. What are your thoughts on Arn
at 15? So, Adam, I am an Arn Anderson super fan.
Okay.
Arn, that the greatest faction to ever exist in the Four Horsemen, it wasn't Flair who carried the microphone for the Horsemen. It wasn't. It was Arn. And, like, jokingly, so he and I, when I see him, I call him Arnold because I know that it irritates him, and it's the facial expression that he has. But Arn Anderson was the greatest truth teller in wrestling history. He would just cut to the chase. Listen, don't let all the fanciness fool you. I like my hamburgers, I like my beer, and I like my women. It doesn't mean that I won't kick your tail because I don't look like a bodybuilder. get him, Arn! Get him!
Yep. Yep.
Like, hey, mister, you're sitting in the front row, which means you've got money, but it tells me you're not smart enough because the real thing would be pay me, I'll keep your lady happy, and you'll get in the front row. Like, those are...
yep, that's great.
Arn was the straight... If a spine buster was a microphone talker, it's Arn Anderson. It's perfect.
So I do have memories of the Four Horsemen. I do have – actually, Arn was my favorite Four Horsemen. And the Arn Anderson spine buster, to this day, still got that name. He was the guy that I always liked the most. Okay, I absolutely think Flair is, you know, on the Mount Rushmore of all-time greatest wrestlers. But for me as a personal favorite, he was not top 10 for me. I always liked Arn Anderson in the Four Horsemen more than I liked Flair. Maybe I just related to him a little bit more, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
Okay, number 14, superstar Billy Graham. He was the man of the hour, the man with the power, too sweet to be sour. He was superstar Billy Graham. Dude, his tongue, and I had to go back and look these up, but his tongue-twisting tirades he delivered as WWF champion, but they wrote it down as WWE champion in New York's Madison Square Garden. Like, do you think of the summer, the late 70s, 1977,
Okay. Like he was cutting better promos than anybody was back then, except for maybe Ric Flair. I don't know if Flair was quite doing his thing yet, but I think he was at the top of his game at that time.
So superstar Billy Graham is the most underrated, under-talked about superstar in wrestling.
I agree.
First, from a bodybuilding standpoint, okay, so everybody after Billy Graham owes Billy Graham money. They owe him money. Flair owes him money. Hulk Hogan owes him money. They all owe him money because Billy Graham was the first.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Cool white guy. He was the first cool where he talked in a rhythm that was different. Like he had a little bit of a preacher's son and a pimp in his mic game.
Yep.
Right?
That's a great description.
Right? That he would give it to you. And he looked the part. Listen, this dude came in the ring with tie-dye tights on, and my favorite rivalry of all time is go back to the 70s and find Dusty Rhodes versus Billy Graham and them in Madison Square Garden. There are two clips of them in Madison Square Garden. And they were the two coolest white dudes. Look, I was a black kid from Virginia. I hadn't seen cool white dudes like this. And he and Dusty put it down, man. They put it down. And he said, listen to me. He took some of Muhammad Ali's poetry. He took some of his rhythm and his flow. And it didn't matter whether he had the long golden locks or if he shaved it all off and went with the bald hair. But he went out, he found the Schmedium t-shirt and he put it on and he put them pythons out there. And then he just sat and talked to you. Like he talked, and officially the greatest goatee in wrestling history.
I'm with you, and I just looked at my list again. I actually have superstar Billy Graham at 10. I thought I had CM Punk. I don't. I had superstar Billy Graham. I agree with you. He's just before a lot of people's time.
Yeah, but that's why we're here.
I think when it comes to promos, he's got to be the most underrated in history just due to when he was doing it. A lot of people just haven't seen a lot of his clips.
Yeah.
All right, so according to WWE, the 13th greatest talker of all time, is Vince McMahon. Now, I'll be honest with you. I've got him in my top 10. And I think if you were to say, who's the single greatest heel in history? I think you've got the greatest white-hot babyface at that time in Stone Cold. But part of what made Stone Cold so great was his adversary is the greatest heel in history. Now, when you're the boss and you're genuinely the boss, people can genuinely hate you, and it makes that easier. But I think McMahon just had a genuine arrogance. Had a genuine, I mean, you can find me for this. He was a dickhead. He just was.
He was.
And it was real. But then he put the showmanship. He walked down there like he was stomping and killing ants, and he had this whole deal going on. Like he was a showman on top of the real thing, and it just meshed beautifully. But I think what he could do on the mic was really good, and just all came together.
Yeah, One, I mean, he changed every part of wrestling. He touched every part. And on the microphone, that he, people forget that he was the voice of the WWE, WWF. He was the voice. So his call on some of the great moments in wrestling have to be evaluated in this. He gets higher on my list just for that very reason, that as the voice of so many great matches, he was the introduction to so many great wrestlers that we didn't know who Sterling Golden was before he was the Incredible Hulk Hogan. And mm-hmm. Vince set the table. Vince was the one that jazzed up and said, look at Dusty Rhodes getting down and getting funky. And I just thought, that's hilarious. Coming from mm-hmm. Vincent Kennedy McMahon. But it was necessary. So you're right. Top 10 for Vince McMahon. But here's the thing. You could literally put anybody in the top 30 in the top 10. So you're not wrong.
Yeah. We're talking like we're splitting hairs with some of these people. And again, this is WWE's list, and then we'll give our own. And I didn't even thought about. He was the announcer for mm-hmm. a long time before he let people know he was the boss. I didn't even incorporate that in. That's a great point. All right, number 12, and I kind of talked about. I'll talk about Cena more. I think he was a little bit. I don't want to say victim, but he was a little bit of the victim of get the F out, going to the PG era, and he's the company guy who was doing what he was told. They have him at number 12. I have him top 10 because anytime he would just get real. He would be getting booed. He was getting booed out of arenas before Roman Reigns even thought about getting booed out of arenas before Roman Reigns became what he is today.
Yeah.
And Cena would take that crowd, put him in the palm of his hand, and by the end, they'd be cheering. While he's standing there looking like a bowl full of Fruity Pebbles. The Rock was right when he said that. Mm-hmm. Yet Cena, he had no problem being booed. He has such confidence, such security in himself that he would stand there looking like a Fruity Pebble, getting booed out of the place, not really doing what I think he wanted to do, but doing what the company asked him to do. Yet he, time and time again, in this awful gimmick that he was asked to do because they were doing the whole F out thing, get the F out and all that, he would turn the audience and they would be cheering him by the end. And then anytime he got real with another wrestler, I've yet to see him ever lose a battle of words one-on-one, whether it's CM Punk, whether it's The Rock, who was not on top of his game at the time. I've never seen him lose a battle of words or a battle of wits on the mic with someone one-on-one in the ring. Have you?
No, he really hasn't. Destroyed CM Punk, destroyed Triple H, destroyed Roman Reigns, destroyed, literally went through whoever it was. He and Stone Cold. Like, I can think of two opportunities where they were in the ring together. And to make it, he was so good that he had, and I'm not sure there's anybody else in wrestling history that had both sides of the spectrum, the extremes of the spectrum, that he was booed and cheered at the same max volume by both ends of the spectrum. That's how good he was on the microphone. John Cena could get anybody and like, listen, you know, let's go Cena. Cena sucks.
Yep, exactly.
It's there. That's why he's John Cena. That's why he's in the conversation. And one day we'll have the Mount Rushmore conversation about what wrestlers deserve to be on that Mount Rushmore, because that Cena conversation is as good a conversation as you can have.
He was. So I call you're the guy who owns the ticket, so I call you the face that runs the place. But John Cena. That's where I got it from. He was the face that ran the place or the franchise or whatever he was being called at that time.
Yep.
No, it was so funny. I remember those chants. It'd be the men or it'd be the women and the children. Let's go Cena. Yep. And the men. Cena sucks. And it'd just be going back and forth. It was so hilarious.
Good. So good.
And that it was interesting because there'd be another person in the ring with him. It didn't really matter with rare exceptions, The Rock or whoever. And they'd be chanting that. And it was almost like they were supporting the other person, but you're really chanting about Cena. So whether you know it or not, even if you're saying Cena sucks, you're really supporting Cena, not the other person he's battling on the mic, because you're chanting about Cena, not whoever the adversary is.
It never mattered who his opponent was. And listen, there's maybe four wrestlers in the history of wrestling that you can say that about. That it never mattered who they were wrestling. It never mattered. Like, he had all of his rivalries, but when he started talking, just go ahead and slide from under the bottom rope, take a seat next to JR, because it didn't matter. You were just potatoes. You were never steak.
So you said there's four guys. All right, so Cena's one of them, maybe four. Who are some of the other guys that it just didn't matter in your mind?
Well, Hogan, as much as we give Hogan flack, mm-hmm. but when Hogan went into the ring, it only made a statement about how badass Hogan was. Like, I mean, you can think of any rivalry, and it doesn't matter. When Hogan got in there, let me tell you something, brother. We're in. Like, you won. That's just do that. Do that. It didn't matter. Like, hey, Andre, chill. Like, I'm sorry. My bad. Ultimate Warrior. Didn't matter. Flair, listen. When Flair's music hit, and he walked out and that robe and the glare and that Space Odyssey 2000, it didn't matter who was in the ring. It didn't matter. And the other is the only one that you could put in that space, that Cena is so good that we measure him by his time face to face with the GOAT. And that was The Rock. Because when every great wrestler in the Hall of Fame that stood in the ring Stone Cold's maybe number five, but that's the real range. Because when the broken glass of Stone Cold hit, everybody reacted. Like, you reacted, and it was never like, oh, here comes this dude. So those are that's the magic ones for me.
So the ones that popped into my head immediately were Rock Austin, okay, when I was trying to think of other people. Flair is a good one. The Undertaker is the other person that popped into my head. Now, there's other people you could put out there, but that's who just popped into my head. All right, we are going to continue our countdown, our debate, our chat about the greatest talkers in the history of pro wrestling, not just WWE, but we got to take a break, pay some bills. Don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.